Hi, this is Kathleen Donnelly, and today I am joined with Dr. Scott Helms of Veterinary Referral Hospital of Hickory, North Carolina. Today, we will be talking about diabetes. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Helms.
Thank you.
At what age do pets typically develop diabetes?
The typical age of onset in dogs is 7 to 9 years. A less common form of juvenile onset is seen in dogs less than 1 year of age. In cats, approximately 95% of cats are older than 5 years at the time of diagnosis.
Are certain breeds more likely to develop diabetes than others?
They are. In dogs in particular, there's a genetic predisposition, with the disease being more common in standard and miniature schnauzers and less common in German shepherds. From the cat side, Burmese cats are, in one study, suggested to be at a greater risk. Other studies that have looked at genetic predisposition in cats have not been able to confirm that Burmese is a greater risk than other breeds. There are other risk factors other than breed, but from the breed standpoint, we certainly recognize a genetic predisposition in dogs, maybe not so much in cats.
What types of diabetes occur most often in pets?
Type 1 diabetes, which is due to an absolute deficiency of insulin, is by far the most common type of diabetes in dogs. It's a type of diabetes that does require lifelong insulin injections. In cats, type 2 diabetes is more common, and that is due to a body's resistance to the insulin or a dysfunction in the body's insulin-producing cells. So type 1 more common in dogs and type 2 more common in cats.
What symptoms might suggest that a pet has diabetes?
In dogs and cats both, we usually see increased water intake, sometimes increased food intake, certainly see increased urine output. Weight loss is common in dogs. Both species have similar signs, although the weight loss not as common sometimes in cats and dogs. If any of those signs are seen in a pet, there can be other diseases that can cause similar presentation, and so obviously if those clinical signs are seen, that pet should be evaluated by a veterinarian because there are other diseases that may have a similar clinical picture.
What actions should a pet owner take if they suspect their pet is diabetic?
If they're seeing the clinical signs that we talked about with increased water intake, food intake, urine output, recent weight change, then as we mentioned, they should seek veterinary care and have lab work and a further evaluation done. If the diabetic patient or potentially diabetic patient has lab work that identifies excessive glucose in the blood or the urine, sometimes additional testing is necessary. Cats in particular can be stressed just by handling and the process of having blood drawn and will oftentimes have blood glucoses that will become elevated just by the stress of the procedure, and those cats may or may not be diabetic, and so in that particular species we have to do some additional testing to make sure that they're not seeing a stress hyperglycemia. But in both species, further testing, complete examination, and complete lab work is recommended if those clinical signs that we discussed are seen.
How is diabetes treated in animals?
Since most dogs have type 1 diabetes, they will rarely respond to oral medications that are used in people, and in that species, they usually need lifelong insulin injections. In cats, since they do have type 2 diabetes, we sometimes are able to start them on insulin, and we may not need to keep them on insulin lifelong, but we have not had great success using the oral hypoglycemic medications that are used in people with type 2 diabetes. And so dogs usually require insulin lifelong. Cats require insulin. In some instances, we may be able to eventually get the cats off of insulin, but both species, we usually use insulin therapy, at least as the initial therapy.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Scott Helms.
Well, thank you for having me to participate.
For more information, please visit www.ncvma.org.